Good morning, Mike.
Is that Coca-Cola going to taste so much different with cane sugar in it, you reckon?
Oh, absolutely, isn't it? And that's the sort of the big announcement aside from the results. So obviously Trump previewed it last week, and he's effectively put some pressure on them to change their recipe, and it appears they are going to do that. So they're going to sweeten their Coke with real cane sugar as opposed to the high fructose syrup, which they've used since the 1980s, mainly due to lower costs. But obviously you've had Robert F. Kennedy's talked about the health concerns or health risks of using the syrup. Experts say there's no clear nutritional differences, or other experts do. Meanwhile, Trump reckons the version with real cane sugar tastes a lot better, and it's known as actually Mexican Coke in the US. He actually consumes around 12 Cokes, though, I suppose, as many will know, and just reckons it tastes better. Maybe the White House might argue that making America healthy again has taken another step. Certainly on point that Americans will be getting the real thing as it relates to the sweeteners in Coke. But yeah, as to the results, the share's actually a little bit lower, but the earnings and revenues actually beat, but there were some mixed elements. So net sales up 1%, $12.5 billion. Net income, that was up 58%, $3.8 billion. But if you look at volumes, they fell 1%. So North America, Latin America, Asia, they were weak. The only division that was strong was Europe, Middle East, and Africa, so that was up 3%. So you could say that economic uncertainty is actually weighing on consumer demand, at least of Coke, and that's actually has been pretty resilient up until now. But what is helping, Mike, is prices. These rose 6%. There was also another bright spot, Coke Zero Sugar. Volumes there up 14%. So we're all trying to get healthier in terms as it relates to Coke consumption, it seems. That being about the full year, they reckon revenues are going to be 5 to 6% higher. Earnings up by 3%. That's the top of their range. But yeah, a lot of focus was on that changing of the recipe.
Okay, and then we come to Tibet and the dam. How big is it? Is it beautiful? Is it fantastic?
Hey, well, it's going to be the biggest in the world. The Chinese premier described it as the project of the century. So construction's actually begun on this 167 billion hydropower project in Tibet. It's really got the mining sector going. It's going to require lots of construction materials, set to be completed in the early 2030s, so yeah, 7 years of work, so 7 years in Tibet, I suppose you could say. Good news for the Chinese economy, it's going to potentially add around 0.1% to GDP for the decade, but it's all about the materials market's going to consume. So let's go through it. 6 million metric tons of cement, 800,000 tons of steel, 70,000 tons of copper, and around about the same of aluminium. So yeah, that's why the miners are going. In terms of the power capacity, we're looking at 300 billion kilowatt hours of electricity annually. They've got this river tumble sort of 2 kilometres in one part, so a huge hydropower potential. So the dam capacity, that could power 60 medium-sized cities, or to put it in perspective, that's the total electricity consumed by Britain last year. So all part of their strategy to expand renewable energy, reduce carbon emissions, of course, has raised some environmental concerns, particularly among downstream nations like India and Bangladesh. But yeah, markets did like the implications. All the big miners rose for the second day running.
Surplus, New Zealand, trade, boom.
Boom, here we go. Although, hey, it is narrowing a bit. So the June surplus, 142 mil, that was down from 577 mil last year, and also lower than the surpluses of a billion plus in April, May. But it is the fifth consecutive monthly surplus. So that's the first time since the pandemic that this has happened. So exports going well, up 10%, 6.6 bill. No surprise, dominated by dairy. So you look at milk powder, butter and cheese, that was up 22% to 1.8 billion. But fruit exports going even stronger, so 25% higher. Log exports also rose 25%. We talk China, they're still our biggest customer by far. Exports there up 12%. But interesting thing, I guess, from the Trump tariff war, Aussie is now our second largest customer. So exports there up 16%, Europe 38% higher, whereas the US was down 9%. And you talk about sort of beef, that's been falling as well. Meat exports to the US down 200 million to 840 mil, so certainly having an impact on the tariff side. Good imports, they were up by 19%, 6.5 billion. Lots of stuff being consumed from South Korea, China and the US. Petrol was down. Vehicles, that was up 13%. I thought that was interesting here. If you look at the annual vehicle stats, they actually fell 23%, 4.9 bill. EVs down 57%. Hybrid plug-ins down 38%. Obviously, the subsidies are gone. The EV demand is just not there, at least for pure EVs. So hybrid electrics are still doing well, up around about 4%. But yeah, certainly interesting move there. You look at the commercial side, truck, van and utes, they were down 17%. Just one thing on scooters, e-scooters, e-bikes, they seem to be going a bit out of fashion. So imports here down 23%, but your good old-fashioned bikes, maybe some Rally 20s in there, up 14% to 53 million. We've seen 170,000 bikes chipped in. So maybe we're also trying to get healthy and use all those cycle loans. So anyway, the trade situation, that appears to be getting into better shape. And overall, the trade deficit for the quarter, 709 mil, 4.4 bill for the year. But this is narrowing and less than half of what it was in the June 2024 year when we were importing goods like crazy.
Give me the other numbers.
Yeah, so what have we got? We've got the Dow up 0.2%, 44,425. We've got the S&P 500 flat, 6,305. We've got the NASDAQ down 0.4%, 28,999. We've got the FTSE 100, that's up 0.1%, 9,023. Nikkei down 0.1%, ASX 200 up 0.1%, NZX 50 down 1%, 12,833. But of course, Sky TV featured up 4.7% on the Discovery $1 deal. Gold up $32, 3,428 an ounce. Oil down $1.66 spot 19, and the currencies are we're 60 even against the US, up 0.5%, 91.6 against the Australian dollar, that's up slightly, also up slightly against the British pound, 44.4, Japanese yen down slightly, 87.9.
Have a good one, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management. Fun fact, magnets. China exported 3,188 tonnes of rare earth permanent magnets last month, which is 160% up on the month before. And who bought them? America. Their importation went up 660%. Second biggest producer, second biggest buyer in the world, only behind Germany. And of course, China holds the rare earth market by the throat at 90% of the global supply.